This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The 17th Austin City Limits Music Festival kicks off tomorrow at Zilker Park. Its long run often draws comparisons to Austin's first big festival, Aquafest. Loretta Spangle asked about Aquafest for our AT Explained project. She wanted to know whatever happened to it and why did it stop. KUT's Jimmy Moss has the story.
If you've never heard of it, the Austin Aqua Festival was a big deal. And we're not talking just stature. It was a big, sprawling celebration that at different points in its history had events from the Hill Country to Bergstrom. It was so big, it needed its own quasi-navy to command it. It was called the Admiral's Club. Here's Vice Commodore Joe Wells describing the first fest in 1962.
The theme of this Aqua Festival is fun for everyone. Particularly for those who love the water, we have a canoe race, a ski tournament, fishing contest in our Highland Lakes, and a big water parade.
The ethnic nights, there was Czech night, German night, you know, there's Latino night.
Jet ski race, there was that stuff over on the east side, the speedboat races. And there was, there was always all kinds of stuff.
There'll also be two other parades, an enormous land parade and a homecoming parade for our 49th Division.
There were air shows, pet parades, something called kite skiing, and bowling.
From Highland Lanes in Austin, Texas, the USA Network presents the Professional Bowlers Tour. And tonight, it's the $125,000 Aquafest Mr. Gaddy's Open.
Also heard there were Ernie Gamage and Leah Meckling.
So it was really, I think, a great example of Austin being Austin and trying to be inclusive and really celebrate our cultural diversity.
Aqua Festival was started in 1962 by the Austin Chamber of Commerce as a way to get people to visit the city during the summer. The Admiral's Club, made up of civic and business leaders, took a throw everything at the wall to see what sticks approach. They changed up the program from year to year. To lure national television, they would trot out celebrities to promote events, including TV's Batman, Adam West, and Ed McMahon, twice. They would dream up sporting events like drag boat races. But those boat races created a problem for Eastside residents. Noise and indifference to the needs of the neighborhood prompted Latino activists and allies to demand the festival be moved. After years of protests and violent arrests of demonstrators in 1978, the city council dumped the boat race and moved Aquafest away from Festival Beach.
The city displayed total disregard for the neighborhood over there and the residents. They just clearly didn't care. And it took, the brown berets and priests from churches really causing a hubbub and protesting and getting arrested before people paid attention.
But while events would come and go, Aquafest nights were usually filled with music.
In the 60s, 1967, the band I was in won the Austin Aqua Festival Battle of the Bands, which was a big deal.
A picture of me. You know that life.
Ernie Gamage was the frontman for the Sweethearts, heard here, the winning band from 1967. He says music became a bigger focus after the festival moved to Auditorium Shores.
It gave the festival a chance to really open up and spread out and have big stages and have multiple stages. And that's when I think it took on the appearance of a true music festival. And, I can't think of it in any other terms but that it was a precursor to ACL.
Big stars at the time started to make Aquafest a stop on their tours. Ringo Starr, Dwight Yoakam, Kenny Loggins, Chuck Berry, Joe Walsh, and Dolly Parton. It was the bigger payouts for those stars and falling attendance that dealt the festival a double whammy. Gamage would know. In 1993, he became the executive director of Aquafest.
My job, as I saw it, was to keep it from hemorrhaging, money, which it had been, and to turn it around so it would be profitable and to continue. And unfortunately, I was not able to do that.
After the 1994 festival, the city stopped supporting Aquafest. Gamage and his professional staff were laid off. The offices were packed up and closed. But Aquafest managed a few more years with only volunteer organizers. Those years were all financial failures. The plug was finally pulled before they could even try another run in 1998.
Every life has, you know, operates on a bell curve, including our own lives. And Aqua Festival had a bell curve. There was a part, you know, when it started out, it was very small at Festival Beach, and it grew and grew. And then the peak, really, the big top of the bell curve is when it first went and was enriched by all of that space available to it at Auditorium Shores. And then it dwindled and died.
By then, Austin had outgrown the Aqua Festival's purpose. It no longer needed one event to bring people to town in just the summer. Riding that first tech boom of the 90s, it was vibrant year-round. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.